Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Over the weekend, it was predicted that floodwaters would continue to rise due to snowpack and the melting of snow. Mike Gillespie is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, and he joins us on the phone now for an update. Mike, thanks for taking time for In the Moment.
Good morning.
What were we looking for over the weekend, and how did the weekend sort of measure up or not to our expectations?
We continue to see almost ideal melt conditions, considering the volume of water that was out there in the snowpack across eastern South Dakota, say, 2 weeks ago. The fact that we have not added any additional rainfall or snow on top of things has allowed us to continue to see the forecast river levels dropping slightly. We are still looking at moderate to major flooding on pretty much all of the James River and the Big Sioux River, Vermilion River, everywhere eastern South Dakota is still having significant flooding, but the crests are coming in a little bit lower than we were looking at about a week ago.
Do you think that as we look at today in Monday and then ahead, I know Wednesday temperatures are predicted to be quite high, sort of give us, you know, those ideal melt conditions as they go into the week?
Yeah, what we've seen for the last week and what we're looking at for the next week here is we're getting some warmer daytime temperatures, a lot of 50s and even some 60s, possibly even 70s coming up later this week, but mainly in the 50s over those snow-covered areas during the day. But then we've been dropping back below freezing for the most part, at least, again, over those snow-covered areas at night. So basically what that does is kind of turns the faucet on for a little bit, melting that snow during the daytime hours, and then you shut it back off a little bit or at least turn it down at night with the cooler temperatures so you're not getting one big surge of water. You're kind of just letting that water trickle in over the course of, 7 to 14 days.
Where are the areas that are experiencing the strongest impact of flooding right now?
Right now, as far as any communities go, it would probably be kind of the middle portions of the Big Sioux River, from southern Brookings County to the northern parts of Minnehaha County, areas like Trent, Del Rapids, Baltic. Those areas are seeing probably the most impacts as far as communities go. But along any of the rivers, there's numerous roads that have been inundated, county township roads, even some state and U.S. highways that we've had some water going across them. So that's been the biggest impact across the entire part of eastern South Dakota is the road closures.
And from your perspective, then, what happens next when water sort of inundates a road like that? What kind of infrastructure? It's hard to underestimate the power of that flow.
Right. What we're looking at, another fact that's going to play into this is we're not expecting those river levels to drop much this week. We're not going a whole lot higher than where we're at right now, but they're not going to be dropping significantly for the next 7 to 10 days as we continue to see that snow melt. So any road that is inundated is going to be inundated for a prolonged period of time. So the longer those roads are inundated, particularly county and township roads, the dirt roads, the greater the chances are that the structure of that road or the roadbed surrounding it might be compromised. So until you get the okay and the clear, the barricades are removed and the roads are fine, stay away from any roads that are inundated.
For people who are stuck behind, waiting to get out, get supplies, have emergency conditions, that can be a genuine hardship, and we're certainly seeing that in Pine Ridge. That's making national news. When you look at the impact of that, are you seeing real issues with that in southeast South Dakota, along in some of the rural communities along that path, where there's no way out for certain communities or certain rural South Dakotans is what I'm kind of getting at there?
Yeah, I don't think anybody is totally cut off. I know there are many areas where it's an inconvenience and you're having to drive possibly even 30 or 40 miles farther than you normally would to get from one location to the next, particularly, again, if you're looking at like the James River, where there might not be as many bridges going across as the Big Sioux. If one of those roads that has the bridge gets washed out and you have to drive 20 miles farther north to get to the next bridge, it can be an inconvenience. But I have not heard of any communities that are cut off and can't get out at all. But definitely the driving times are going to be increased for a while.
And so then once those barricades come down, is that a county function to check the structure of those roads of what could happen? You know, who is the person who would be able to answer those questions about how that needs to be cleared?
Yeah, that's going to be either a county or a state job, you know, depending on what road it is. If it's a state highway, obviously the state DOT will be the ones that'll go in and make the decisions. And on the county level, you're looking at the county roads departments and the county emergency managers will go out and they'll work together and make sure that a road is in good shape before they just remove a barricade and let people start driving again.
For those communities like Trent and Del Rapids and Baltic that you mentioned earlier, they had some time to prepare. Did the predictions of sort of where, you know, what the behavior of the river was going to be or where the problems were going to be, were those pretty consistent with the preparations that were given them before the weekend?
I think so. Again, overall, the actual final river stage is probably going to be a little bit lower in most areas than what we were looking at, say, a week ago or even 5 days ago. But the fact that we've been looking at these major flood levels for pretty much 6-8 weeks now, we've kind of been hinting at everybody that we're going to be having major flooding on the Big Sioux River. Hopefully everybody had plenty of time to prepare and, that we're not, nobody was caught off guard.
What's next as far as precipitation and, you know, what goes ahead into this week and how devastating could it be if we had a rain event?
Right now, if with the very high river levels and the continued inflow from the snow melt, if we got any significant rains, say, over the next week, we would be looking at significantly more impact on the rivers. But luckily, models have been in very good agreement for several days now, looking ahead, that the next 7 to 10 days across eastern South Dakota, we really aren't expecting much rainfall at all. So all the heavy rains look like they're going to stay well to the south across Nebraska and Iowa, which they obviously don't need it down there. But right. At least we're not going to be getting it up here in eastern South Dakota.
Mike Gillespie, anything else that you wanted to say before we let you go for the day?
Like I say, it's been perfect melt, and I hope everybody can enjoy the warm weather that we're going to have through the week here.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.